our property. It's a win-win for all of us, we feel, although we might begin to shorten the stick. Therefore, we rent our villa for roughly one-half of what the market is in Branson Creek. For the first several years, we rented it for $100 a night. The market, you can look on the internet, the market out there is $225 a month for those villas. We have increased that a little bit the last couple of years, but you know, we're primarily at $125 a night right now. By renting our home without using the commercial rental services, I assume that the number of nights of our home is rented much less than what is typical for the area. And even including the repayment of our investment, or even excluding the repayment of our investment, we have never come close to covering our expenses. We're not complaining about that. We're just stating the facts. And so much, I'll be honest with you, so much of what I hear and have heard over the listening to these meetings, there's a lot of things said that I feel like you could put I feel like in front of it. They're not necessarily the facts. Home prices are going down in Branson Creek.
Absolutely.
You know, I've heard a realtor say that that's just the opposite of the case. And, you know, so I guess you can, without facts in front of you, I don't know that you can really believe what you hear in every case. I know that we've looked on the line, we've looked online, and certainly since we've brought our property, home prices, the villas are higher than what they were when we purchased. So I'd like to go down quickly. Again, we're talking about our home. I'd like to go down quickly a list of people that I just, as I was writing this, thought that I'd like to share with you, people that I thought of that we have rented our villa to. Those include a security guard for the former Federal Reserve Chairman, Alan Greenspan, a retired optometrist and past direct district governor, or past district 6110 governor of Rotary, Pentecostal pastor, our pastor, and we've had, every time they come down, they stay without any charge. Two medical doctors, my wife is a school teacher, and we've had numerous school teachers and school administrators that have come down and stayed. A pharmacist, a Baptist preacher, 60-year-old farmer, a nurse, accountant, banker, another retired optometrist, the assistant city administrator for Iola, Kansas, and as well as the city administrator for Iola, Kansas, who's now retired, the head of the Endowment Association of our local community college, area representative for the Kansas Department of Commerce, 55 to 60-year-old title insurance employee, two stockbrokers, two mechanical engineers, two priests, 70-year-old Red Cross executive, 70-year-old retired sergeant major and former Iola mayor, Iola policeman, Iola city councilwoman, friends that were looking for property to purchase, and that friend ended up buying a property, and actually two properties in Branson Creek, one that they lived in and one that they bought and used as a nightly rental. We've also had friends of permanent residents of Branson Creek use our villa for on a nightly rental basis, and we've had family of personal residents in Branson Creek use our villa. Most of the renters are our age or older, and we don't have hard numbers, so this is not a fact. But I would suspect that the average age of people that use our home has to be around 55 or 60 years old. And as Scott indicated on the information that he had, we use it for several fundraising events for some of the local community clubs, like Rotary District 6110 Youth Exchange, the Community College, and Crime Stoppers. My wife's is a president of the Crime Stoppers in our community and county. I'm sorry. You know, thankfully we get a lot of repeat business, but these are the type of people. And again, I thought this was about our personal villa tonight, but these are the type of people that we do rent to. And again, we've got the letter from our neighbors, Julian, Jerry Jones, and they've never had any problem with us. You know, we purchased this.
Well, I just wanted to tell them that in 2017, we haven't rented it once. Because we knew, oh, we're supposed to go through this process and be compliant. And so we stopped renting it. We have let people use it. I don't know what pictures. I feel like people have stalked our family and our friends in our driveway. But we have not received a penny this year. We've just let people stay there because we knew we couldn't really, in good faith, rent until we got this all settled.
We let them stay there rather than have them go find another place to stay.
Yeah,
we
felt
keep better them. Business to
because they're good people.
Stay there. You've been there before. You've been customers.
Yeah.
If we don't charge you this time, we get this all straightened out where we can rent to you again. We want you back as customers then. But in the meantime, we're not taking any income off of this.
Okay. Anybody got any questions for them?
I have one. The inspection that West Virginia County provided, was that a request from you to go out?
Yep.
And what did he say when he gave you that?
What did he say?
That we did not need sprinklers.
Yeah.
Did he say what?
He said that was the laws that they
code.
Were going by, the code that they were going by.
Said what?
That was the code that they were going by.
He said none of the villas in Branson Creek needed.
No.
Oh, he didn't? No. Okay.
If you're renting prior to any, there was a date, I think a December date in 2012, if you're renting prior to that, you don't need you don't need the sprinkler system.
Prior to 2012?
Yes.
2012.
12.
Yes. I think December 11, 2012, maybe.
Also, you saw a floor plan tonight. Ours does not have the loft. Ours is two bedroom. Now, we have a study that we could put doors on and call it a bedroom because it has a closet and has a window. But we're just using it as a study. So, we've never had more than 4 to 6 people in there anyway. So, but ours is just two bedroom.
Anybody have any questions?
We kind of thought we might retire down here is the reason we bought it. And we have children in Dallas and children in Savannah, Georgia, you know, and so it's kind of a nice place to meet. I don't know that I want to be in the neighborhood of Branson Creek with the feelings that I've heard tonight. It's just hurtful because I feel like, you know, our minister came. That's probably who you have the picture of. Our minister came and stayed there. It was a gift to us from him and his wife. And they spent money in the Branson area and loved it. And they're taking pictures. And I just don't know. But that's why we bought it.
We've had people that have used our villa that have been, I don't know that attacked is the correct word, but they have been
accosted at the swimming pool, wanting to know who they were. And we do not allow smoking and pets, so I have no idea what dogs and what cigarettes, but we don't allow that in our villa. We have the same cleaning lady we've had all 6 years. She is supposed to tell us if there is any evidence of any of that, and she always comes in after we leave.
We bought it because it's nice and quiet. We our people that use it say that we love it because it's so quiet out there. And, you know, I'm sure there are times.
I'm sure there are times. We were there this weekend. We didn't hear a thing. But, you know, we try to avoid the 4th of July and stuff around Branson because we're smart and we've been here before. It's too crowded for us.
We're not stupid enough to know that there aren't some issues out there.
We know there's some issues.
Did you stay out there this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We come often.
Didn't see nothing?
But we work full time, so we can't be here all the time.
We made the comment, when does it get noisy out here? Because we've never... Of all the times that we have stayed there, we've never heard any ruckus.
Our son was there not long ago, and he and his wife from Dallas said that they did hear some noise. So I know it happens, but we've been lucky.
Well,
we haven't heard it.
You have had any place noise.
That's the world.
Anybody else got any questions? Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See you next Monday.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Anybody got anything to talk about? Nope. Somebody will make a motion to adjourn?
Absolutely. I make a motion to adjourn.
Somebody second?
I'll second.
Favor, aye?
Aye.